Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. I am Sister Kimberly Silas, and it brings me such honor and privilege to be with you on this marvelous, fantastic Friday, December 7th, 2018. Wow, we have literally come to the last show of the year, extending our platform on Your Health is Your Wealth. And our episode on Spend Now, Save Later. Starting in November, we brought in this episode on investing in self. And I cannot believe that this year has just spun by so incredibly fast. Let me give you our quick weather report. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful winter day, a little damp, but the air is crisp and clear, and it is just absolutely amazing, the beautiful energy that's in the air. We thank God for every opportunity, and just to be amongst the living on today, I just want to applaud His marvelous wonder and every blessing that He has bestowed upon us this year. We have had many challenges, many obstacles, but I am so proud and pleased to announce that we are here on today and what? We are succeeding. Thank you. Your health is your wealth. When you shift your consciousness and know that you already have every resource and tool available within you to be a success in your own right, your journey is halfway done. Thank you, God. We're going to start on today, as we do on every episode, with our morning meditation. And today we are coming out of Philippians 2 and 13. For it is God who inspires you with the will to do the good things which you desire to do. Let me repeat that. Philippians 2 and 13. For it is God who inspires you with the will to do good things which you desire to do. Now, I am inspired to do good. I am inspired to do good. Let's reaffirm. I am inspired to do good. God in me is the indwelling presence that guides me, protects me, loves me unconditionally, and inspires me to do good. I visualize the good I desire to manifest, and I hold on to my vision. I have the assurance that what I have asked for in prayer already is. When I am confronted with a problem, I look beyond the problem and hold on to the truth. I stand on my strong foundation of faith. I have an attitude of knowing that God will never forsake me or abandon me in a process of fulfilling the desires of my heart. I am inspired to do good. I know that proving of my faith takes patience. I relax and let patience have its perfect work. I let go of any idea of how things should work out in my life. I trust God because all things are working together for good in ways that I cannot see as I go about my daily activities. What God's will, God fulfills. One more time. What God wills, God fulfills. Thank you, life, in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within me. And so it is. Again, we're coming out of Philippians 2 and 13. For it is God who inspires you with the will to do the good things which you desire to do. Now, I want to go back just 1 second to this one line. What God wills, God fulfills. Anything that I go to God in prayer, if it is of his will, it shall be received. All good things God shall provide unto us, and it is just the way it is. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to know when, why, or the season. It will manifest. It will come to fruition if it is God's will. Now, with that being said, we're going to resume our segment on spending now and saving later. Now, in this series, we started in November, concluding in December. We focus on how financially investing in your body now should save you greatly in the shorter near future. Now, targeting weight loss and wellness can be a frightening, vicious cycle, often yielding little to no results when embarked upon without a plan of action or intention. As the holiday season, we're already here. I challenge you to start a plan of action for your New Year's right now. Learning to invest in self-preservation and consistency is the key to any endeavor. Believe today that I believe in you. Now, everybody knows my testimony. For those of you who do not, let me quickly just wrap it all up. I have always been a very large person. I'm a female here in Atlanta, Georgia. I am 6'2" tall, and at my heaviest weight, I was 408 pounds. Today, I am right below 300. I am in the 280s. Now, at one point, I had lost 160 pounds. I gained some of the weight back throughout the year due to some steroid injections and just some medical issues. However, panic is not an option for me. I know what needs to be done. Therefore, I consistently practice a regimen. Now, when I say that the holiday season is upon us and start your New Year's right now as the plan of action, let me share with you what I generally have adopted as my new routine. It is my new holiday thing. Traditionally, what we do is we start on Thanksgiving. We start taste testing before Thanksgiving with a very high caloric intake, whether it be dressing and sweet potatoes and cakes and pies, whatever your holiday delicacies are. We generally begin pre-Thanksgiving feasting, and it extends out through every arena we go to, whether you're at church, whether you're at home, whether you're at work. We celebrate holidays and festivities with food. And it has come to my realization, it has rested strongly in my consciousness, that none of these foods are designed towards my better health and physical restoration. A lot of caloric intake, a lot of processed foods, a lot of sugars, a lot of sodium, just things that don't register well with me. So I made a commitment that I would fast through the holidays. Now, when I say fasting, what I have done is I have removed all forms of sugar from my diet. Any forms of processed sugar, I removed them from my diet. I also decided that I wasn't going to do the traditional Thanksgiving holiday turkey and dressing and sweet potato and macaroni and cheese. I just didn't want to do that. I was successful. On Thanksgiving Day, I had a seafood feast that consisted of a salad, a cucumber salad, and crab legs. I love crab legs. I mentioned it to my mom, and she has decided that we will resume this regimen for Christmas. With that being said, I haven't had any cakes, any pies, no salt and vinegar potato chips, none of the things that traditionally I desire to munch on. I have been able to strongly and boldly withstand any temptation in the workplace because it is that festivity season. Ritually, during the morning hours, everybody wants to run to the local restaurant foodery and buy heavy starches, grits, potatoes, bacon, sausage, eggs, cheese, all of those things. I have successfully been able to withstand and maintain a consistency on my fast of no sugars, no processed carbohydrates, no junk food. I am living a very clean nutritional regimen, and I might add, my tempo is on 1,000. I sleep better. I feel better. My body has been reduced of significant pain. I am thriving. My consciousness is wide open, and I feel fabulous. I don't feel as though I have missed anything. Now, is this something that I plan on practicing for the remainder of my life? I can't testify to that in this moment because, yes, I enjoy all of those foods that I mentioned. However, I want to start anew. I am advocating on operating in intention. And I challenge you, your journey may not be my journey, but I challenge you to embark upon a plan of action that will catapult you into a new direction in life. Now, what did I accomplish during these past 30 days? Guess what? My weight has come down significantly, 30 pounds. On today, I am celebrating 29.2 pounds of weight loss. I might as well say 30 pounds because I am going to ride this thing out well through New Year's. I want my health, and I want to honor my God, my temple, by being the healthiest version of me that I can be. Will I do this thing perfectly? Absolutely not. But I am not a quitter, and I take challenges full force. This brings me to mention my Uncle Sonny, my mother's oldest brother, called me one day out the clear blue sky. I answered the phone, and I recognized the number, and I said, "Good morning, Uncle Sonny. How you doing?" And his immediate response to me was, "Pull like a Mack truck and take it by force." I said, "What do you mean, Uncle Sonny?" He said, "Baby, my message for you today, no matter what you're going through, is pull like a Mack truck and take it by force." And I thought that was the funniest thing. But on today and several seasons prior, I recognized the sound of his voice and the integrity and intention that he was speaking with. And what he was telling me is everything that I desire is at my disposal, but it is up to me to take it by force and pull like a Mack truck. I can accomplish anything that I put my mind to. And, you know, we often discuss that this is a very frightening and vicious cycle. When you rest in this season alone and you think that you have nobody that understands your situation, it can be incredibly frightening. But I want to offer you today a sense of encouragement and inspiration that the only wrong way to do this process is to do it alone. Find you an accountability partner. I am always open. With that being said, let me share something with you. I am on Facebook at Kimberly Silas. That's S-I-L-A-S. Kimberly Silas at Facebook. And I have a self-help wellness group that is called Shift, the number 2, and Greatness. S-H-I-F-T 2, G-R-E-A-T-N-E-S-S. Now, Shift to Greatness is more than a weight loss and wellness platform, but an arena geared towards honoring and promoting the power of shifting your consciousness while also supporting one another through body transformation. As a personal weight loss success story, I'll confidently share my success basics, any recipes and product knowledge that I have, while also dispelling any and all negative myths. Weight loss and wellness is fun. Let me reiterate that. Weight loss and wellness is fun, exciting, life-impacting, and totally worth it. The most challenging way to accomplish this goal is alone. So please join me and all of our group members. We offer you the opportunity to make any contribution to this platform by sharing your voice, your questions, your input, your journey. Together we can do this, and you will take this journey with me. You can do this. No more excuses. Now is the time to invest in yourself. Now, on last episode, we concluded with the discussion on cellular health. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness, and it is with trillions of cells in the human body. It is critical that they get the support that they need. Now, I am not a science or a biology background, but I have learned to honor and understand my temple just a little better by practicing a consistent regimen of healthy diet, regular exercise, periodic detoxification, and targeted cellular health supplements. These things have helped to sustain the foundation for optimal vitality throughout my life. Now, our cells recognize natural from synthetic. Now, you ask me, what does that mean? The nutrients in our foods must be broken down into forms that our cells can recognize and then use. Now, in 2003, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to a gentleman named Dr. Peter Agree and Roderick McKinnon, and they both discovered that identifying water and ion channels that allow some substances to pass through our cells. These ion channels act as the gateway, the gatekeepers to cells, letting what is recognized in and keeping what out doesn't. Now you say, Kim, what does that all mean? The body recognizes synthetics. Water in its pure form is natural. The body recognizes it. But if your temple, if your body is not at optimal performance, it will block all forms of nutrient and hydration. So how, you ask, do you get your body to receive a natural cell rejuvenator versus a synthetic? Now, a synthetic vitamin, I don't want to call any names, but you know they're all over the internet. They're all in our retail establishments. You can go to any local retail and go to the vitamin section, and you can pick up a vitamin, a multivitamin. This is a form of a synthetic vitamin. Now, yes, it can stimulate a cell's metabolism, but it cannot upgrade or replace the cell's components with superior, better qualified elements. Now, this isn't my opinion. This is coming from the Organic Consumer Association, OCA. This is one of the many reasons to choose natural whole food supplements over any synthetic or lab-made vitamins. Synthetics are derived from petrochemicals and involve the use of intensive industrial process and harsh chemicals such as acetone, ammonia, and formaldehyde. Now, hear me. Vitamins that you buy retail go through a serious, intensive industrial process and harsh chemicals such as acetone, ammonia, and formaldehyde just in the processing phase, not to include the preservatives that they use to keep it in the bottle and looking fresh, the appearance of being fresh. And these are the things that I have uncovered throughout my journey, is that organic and natural is the key. It is the key to why I have so much stamina. It is the key to why I feel so restored. It is the key to why I am literally watching my body transform, because my regimen includes that I do a lot of things from scratch. Scratch is the key. But let me tell you, I practice a form of regular hydration. Daily, I drink 64 ounces of water per day. Now, will everybody that's not accustomed to drinking water be able to consume that much? Absolutely not. But where you start is 8 ounces at a time. When you wake up in the morning and before you go to sleep, make sure that you start your day with hydration and you end your day with hydration. If you practice that regimen in the beginning and in the end, it will be that much more easier for you to start implementing this regimen throughout your day. But I make sure that every time I acknowledge thirst, whether I want coffee, whether I desire some form of a juice, whether I desire a form of tea, I always remember to do my water first. Water is the nature's natural remedy towards cell restoration. Hear me now. Your body is made up of trillions and trillions of cells, each having their own capacity for restoration and operation of the human physical body. So you have to keep those cells operating just like a cylinder in a car. You want to put the best cylinder in your vehicle, and you want to keep it operating at optimal performance at all times. The quickest and easiest way to do that is hydration. Now, I mentioned tea. The second thing that I do is detoxification. Now, I am an affiliate and an IBO, an independent business owner, of Total Life Changes. Total Life Changes represent ISO products, which are all organic, all natural, plant and fruit based. We use no chemicals, no artificial preservatives. Everything that we use is 100% organic and all natural. I am proud and pleased to represent this company, and I have utilized it as a way of life for me. This is a regimen that I will practice throughout the duration. We are not a fly-by-night company. We have been in existence in over 100 countries for 18-plus years. I may not have my statistics absolutely accurate, but when I tell you, it is factual and I live by it. But let me talk to you about detoxification. ISOT is one of the leaders in the detoxification industry. Now, detoxification consists of cleansing your kidney, colon, liver, spleen, upper and lower intestine, but it is all natural. It is very, very gentle, but highly effective. Now, if you drink 2 cups of tea per day, I have found for me personally, it keeps my metabolism working at a optimal, maximum performance. And it also cleanses me. It keeps me cleansed so that why? So that my body and my cellular receives the hydration and the nutrients just miraculously. And what I do is I drink 2 cups of this tea per day. Now, the tea is a combination of all organic persimmon leaves, holy thistle, malva leaves, marshmallow, blessed thistle, papaya, myrrh, chamomile, and ginger. Tastes phenomenal. Generally, I drink it just bland. I don't add anything to it. However, if you want to drink it hot or drink it cold, we only recommend that you do not microwave it. This is an all-natural or all-organic, and it works on a cellular level, so the microwave tends to hinder its effectiveness and cancel out all of the healing properties. So we strongly discourage any form of microwaving. But if you heat it up on the stove, what I most appreciate is I mix a little lemon, fresh lemon, either stevia or honey, and it is the most soothing, comforting beverage. I generally do this before bed. I'll have some nice hot tea, and it relaxes me, and it is so incredibly palatable. During the day, I generally drink it bland. I drink it as though I were drinking water. Now, you only need to do 2 a day to recognize its maximum effectiveness. However, I like doing it as often as possible. Let me give you one of my latter recipes for the tea. After the tea is made, and one package makes a full gallon, I will mix stevia and lemon. I'll shake it up and I'll put it in the refrigerator. Now, this makes a very refreshing beverage. similar to iced tea with lemon or similar to a form of lemonade, depending on how much lemon you choose to use. But when I tell you I don't utilize soft drinks at all, even when I am out, if I have to drink any beverage other than my tea, my lemonade, I'll have just plain water or coffee or an unsweet version of tea. But it is delicious. So if anybody out there is struggling with the soda epidemic where you got to have a sparkling beverage at all times, I strongly suggest get you some detox tea. Go ahead and doctor it up. Never, ever, ever use processed sugar. Get you some honey or something natural in its natural state. Stevia being a plant is what I choose to use. It offers a zero calorie, and it helps also with the intake on your cellular level. Now, lastly, I want to recognize Nutriverse. Nutriverse is a liquid vitamin and mineral compound. It offers 72 minerals, 12 herbs, 19 amino acids, 22 blend fruits and vegetables, 13 green foods, antioxidants, enzymes, digestive and antioxidants, enzymes that most complete multivitamin supplement. But here is the hit, family. It is 98% immediate cell absorption. Hear me again, 98% immediate cell absorption. What does that mean, Sister Kimberly? I'm going to share with you what that means. As soon as you take your tablespoon, that's all you need per day is one tablespoon, you feel it in your body. With a standardized supplement, you swallow it, you wait for the stomach acids to break down the capsule, and then it is slowly dispersed into your body. Nutriverse is so incredibly different because it is a liquid vitamin, because it is packed with nutrients and mineral compounds, that it immediately goes into your cellular level and you feel it. It's not a crash and burn. It's not a high and then extremely low. It is a consistent, leveled out feeling all day long. And when you are without your Nutriverse, your body will remind you that I want to feel natural. I want to feel whole, healthy, and complete. And it works. I also utilize a weight loss drop called Resolution. Resolution takes the cravings away. It flushes fats and toxins from your system. It's a perfect choice for drastic weight loss in just 23 days. The recommended daily 12 to 1300 calorie diet plan allows for 200 calorie breakfast, a 400 calorie lunch and dinner, and two 100 calorie snacks throughout the day. And you will just be amazed at how the weight comes off. Now, those are three products that I live by. We are packed with healthy, healthy nutrients and vitamins, over 48 vitamins and wellness products in our retail category. But I just wanted to briefly share that with you. My name is Kimberly Silas. I can be reached on Facebook at Kimberly Silas. I can be reached at Instagram under Silas Kimberly. Just reverse it. I invite you guys to come on in, shift to greatness with me. I am enthusiastic and excited about living the best life possible and just accomplishing every goal that's set before me. Getting excited about celebrating your life is easier said than done. There are going to be a great many obstacles in your way, and you will feel as though you're just frustrated, just absolutely frustrated. But with that being said, I just want to share with you that you can do all things through the Christ that strengthens you. You can do this. I am confident that you can do this, and I applaud you for even coming on today and sharing this with me. I want to say have a happy and amazing 2013. We're going to be signing off soon, but I just want to just close with one thing. I said that we open with a meditation and we conclude with a meditation, not typically, but because this is the last show of the year, I want to share something with you that I live by. The first one is, I am destined for greatness. This is one of my favorite meditations. I keep it on my desk here in my office, and it says my destiny is not a specific location in the future. My destiny is exactly where I am right now. It is a place of consciousness. In this consciousness, I recognize and realize that my greatness is right under my feet. I've decided that this is my truth. My decision is an affirmation and a confirmation of what is eternally true about me. I am already great. I am already greatness embodied, and this is my destiny. I make peace in my heart right now where I am. I affirm that my every action is an extension of my greatness. Regardless of what shows up in my life or what I am growing, G-R-O-W-I-N-G, what I am growing through, I affirm my greatness. My greatness precedes me in my relationship. Greatness inspires my words. At work, my greatness inspires me to take the best action for the highest good of all involved. Thank you, strength in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within me. And so it is. This comes from Romans 12:2. Do not imitate the way of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may discern what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, come on, people. It is a place of consciousness. In this consciousness, I recognize and realize that my greatness is right under my feet. I've decided that this is my truth. You are already equipped with everything you need right now, every resource, every tool. My beautiful mentor, sister, and friend, Tawana Williams, born without arms, one of the most powerful women in the universe. One of her favorite slogans, she got it from her grandma Rogers. If you don't have it, you don't need it. It will not hinder you from being your greatest you. Whatever you don't have, you weren't born with it. You don't need it. God has equipped you to be the greatest version of you possible. You already have it. Every resource you need is at your disposal. You just have to tap into it and keep putting one foot in front of the other day by day to accomplish every goal that you need. Every goal that you desire to be. And I am on hype. Do you hear me? I am above enthusiastic and excited about my life. Lastly, and I mean it this time, I want to end with I am healed. Right now, right here, take a deep breath. Relax and know for a certainty that the presence of healing is within your body temple. The presence of healing is around you. In every breath you take, there is a vital healing energy of life. The energy of life circulates through each of your cells and organs. God is in the healing business, and that business is working for your highest and greatest good. Have the will to be healed and allow the vital life force to flow with each and every breath you take. I breathe in the opulence of the universe and release limited poverty thinking. I have got to repeat this, people. I breathe in the opulence of the universe and release limited poverty thinking, that slighted mindset that hinders you from believing your highest and greatest good. Limited poverty thinking. I breathe in harmony and release all disputes. I accept healthy living as my birthright. I call forth the perfect pattern of the Christ presence within me. I declare that I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I tune into the presence of life streaming throughout my body temple. Every cell, hear me, people, Every cell in my body is energized. Every cell in my body is energized. I accept my healing right now. Thank you, life, in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within me. And so it is. Jeremiah 17:14, thank you, says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. My praise at the conclusion of 2018 is that I am healed, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am happy, I am whole. I will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I am a child of the Most High God. I set new standards. I defy the odds. I am a leader. I am not a follower. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. The Lord, I am loved by God. I am a lender and not a borrower. I am chosen by God. I am protected by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. All of these things are true about me. All of these things are true about me. I am the seed of the Most High God. Every resource I need is at my command. So with all that being said, spend now and save later. Whether you're spending of your time or your talent, spend some time and talent on yourself and save yourself agony and defeat later. Whether it's a small financial investment, spend on yourself now and save yourself agony and defeat later. Whether you are spending a little inspirational moment with yourself, spend now and save yourself agony and defeat later. You are the sum of success, repeating small efforts day in and day out. What are you striving for? You're going to be successful at making a mockery of your life, or you are going to be successful at making a success of your life. But you are practicing small efforts day in, day out, whether you are conscious of it or not. So I am excited. I thank you. I have here at Your Health is Your Wealth. I, Kimberly Silas, and Your Health is Your Wealth platform is an extension of the PRF Ministries, founded and led by Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap. Dr. Dunlap is a mentor, a brother, a friend. He is all of that. He's one of the coolest men of God that you will ever have the privilege of knowing. He is with his family on today, and we just bid him a fond and loving and enthusiastic greeting. He offered this segment to us here at Your Health is Your Wealth as an extension of the PRF table. The PRF table meets every Thursday consistently. Hear me now, every Thursday at 8 o'clock at the same channel. If you want to, you can call in to 347-215-7934, or you can log in to blogtalkradio.com/PRF table, and he will be here every Thursday with his ministry team. And I describe it as a church, a platform of conscious, rational, insightful thinkers that gives us, the parishioners, an opportunity to raise your hand and ask questions. Now, how often do you get that opportunity when men of God or women of God are speaking and sharing knowledge that you get to stop them dead in your tracks and say, I don't understand? This is that platform. And we encourage you to come in and discuss things that are happening inside the church, things that impact us in society, whether it be economic, final arrangement, spiritual giving, spiritual receiving, or just how to maneuver through life, through marriage, through school, through work. What are you struggling with? This is that platform that allows you to ask questions, and I implore you to try, and I am confident that you will receive either insightful things to think about or an answer to your concerns. And as a result, he mentioned to me that health and wealth are synonymous. They go hand in hand. Why have a wealthy, financially wealthy purse and a very unhealthy temple? And I agreed, and we have embarked on Your Health is Your Wealth. This is actually my second year with the PRF Ministries. However, it is the conclusion of our first, well, it is 18 months of my of Your Health is Your Wealth, because I believe June or July was my full year. So with that being said, please come back. We will resume. I believe it's going to be January. Let me tell you when we will resume. The first Friday in January is going to be the January Friday the 4th. So will we resume Your Health is Your Wealth on January 4th? I thank you so much for spending this year with me. It has been phenomenal. I utilize this platform as an opportunity to consistently focus on my wellness, my health, my wealth, and my accountability towards everybody who is following me, supporting me, and encouraging me. And just believe that I believe that you can accomplish every goal. It takes investing in self. It takes perseverance and consistency, but it is the key to any endeavor. I bid you a fond farewell until we meet again. Merry, Merry Christmas and a happy, bright, and fruitful New Year. Thank you so much. Have an awesome and amazing day, and thank you. I am blessed beyond measure. Have a great day.